This is the Norris Group's Real Estate Investor Radio Show, the award-winning show dedicated to thought leaders shaping the real estate industry and local experts revealing their insider tips to succeed in an ever-changing real estate market. Hosted by author, investor, and hard money lender, Bruce Norris.
Hi, thank you for joining us. My name is Bruce Norris, and today I am here with Aaron Norris and Craig Hill. We're going to talk about a new program, but first, Craig, you know, I met, man, a long time ago.
Yeah, it's too long ago now. Jeez, what, 25, 20, longer it's, than
yeah,
that?
Yeah, longer than that, because, I mean, it was kind of interesting. I was up to my eyeballs in great deals and ran out of credit, and I literally had hired a guy, and I told him to door knock lenders one day. And you were the only person that wanted to see me, which is interesting, because
right.
I had no idea, like, the hard money loan business wasn't what it is now back then.
Right. I mean, back when we met, which is interesting, because now, I mean, hard money is synonymous to a lot of people with investors.
Right, period.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, probably 70, 80% of the hard money companies only deal with investors.
Right. And you get like the call that you get now that we say we can't do that loan.
Yeah.
Could be somebody with 90% equity in a home they live in and we can't make the loan.
Yeah, exactly. So it's completely flip-flop from what I call situational.
Yes.
Like somebody has a situation to now there's an investor that really has a business opportunity.
Yeah. And you know, that's one thing that occurred to me is that does there have to be a transition? Because remember when you took the deal to the owner of the company that you worked with at the time. I mean, I wasn't an owner occupant. So that was, that was a strange subject first.
We both remember the deals pretty clearly. They were like two deals in Moreno Valley. And I think prices around say 90,000 sales price. And I think in the low 30s was the purchase price.
Right. When you suggested the loan amount, I remember saying, is it going to bother you? You're loaning me more than I paid.
Yeah. So, you know, we kind of had to work it. Cause I mean, back then, interestingly enough, an owner occupant that had a house in Moreno Valley worth 90,000 that was in foreclosure on their house and owed 40,000 could get a loan for, say, $20,000.
Correct.
A second.
Right.
Okay, that was a typical loan at that time.
Right.
Okay, which is so funny to people now because, I mean, you know, they're thinking, geez, what, are you crazy?
Yeah.
But you had a loan, and we proposed doing a similar thing. I think we reduced the loan amount a little bit.
Yeah, but
initially, but we still covered the deal.
Well, more, yeah, and but what was interesting too is I recognized, okay, well, this is going to be really good for both of us.
Right.
So I made six payments on each of those loans.
Yeah, right off the bat. So
and I'm sure probably it dawned on everybody, okay, well, this is a different client.
Yes. Yes.
Which was the message I wanted to send.
Yeah, exactly. Just a quick funny story. I think one of the only other clients that had made that many payments back when it was true hard money, he had made payments in advance and then he was arrested by the FBI. So that wasn't exactly the same feeling. So
only betting 50% now.
Yeah. So this was a welcome relief. And it was funny around the office because, you know, I was just thrilled because here I had this client that was able to give me multiple deals.
Yeah, repetitive stuff.
And I mean, you know, you kind of, you know, nobody smokes cigars, but you kind of got the feeling that it was, you know, people smoking cigars and in a back room. That was like hard money. And they all kept telling me, well, geez, you know, this can't last and this won't work. And you'd send in three deals at a time and then six deals at a time. And just really that first year or so, nobody believed it. And then on top of that, you know, a lot of people that listen to us might be familiar with Mike Cantu.
Yeah, he started doing it.
And so Robin, who is still with the Norris Group from the very beginning and still here, we worked together at a place called Vanguard Funding. And she had met Mike because he was interested in a foreclosure we had and introduced Mike to me. So here I am in the office with, you know, Bruce Norris and Mike Cantu doing all these deals.
First two. Yeah you're like, I do lots of loans a month.
Yeah, and I have all these other people telling me this won't last.
Yeah, well, good. You keep on doing whatever you're doing.
So here it is 25 years later, and it's like that's almost all there is. So it's really been an interesting ride, our relationship, because it's really, The business has changed completely in the time we've known each other.
Really has.
And now people that say are new to it or 10 years into it, they really don't understand that it wasn't always just like this.
No, that's right.
It's morphed into this.
That's right. And that's you're talking only 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And hard money, you know, that it was used at one time to describe, okay, it's probably going to be, I was borrowing at 5 points, 12 and a half.
I mean. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that is kind of just, it is just amazing the transformation that has happened.
What also has to go on when you're working with the money side, there's a transition saying, okay, well, this guy doesn't live in the house. That's right. An interesting first conversation. Because they're probably thinking, well, that's not safe.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was just, you could lay out all the common sense facts. And that's when it's interesting with people sometimes is they don't really look at the facts. It's just different.
Yeah.
Change, mm-hmm. which we all, anybody at the office knows me, I'm not big on change either.
Right.
But a lot of people feel that way. It's like it's different or it's new. But here we have somebody who's successful, has money to spend, is a business person, never missed a payment, going to buy it as an investment and resell it. So his motivation is profit. Okay, that would be, say, in your, you know, our first loans we did. And in the other scenario, you have somebody that's delinquent in their payments or struggling, but because they live in it, somehow that was a better deal.
Right, and that money only solved yesterday's problems.
Yeah, it was a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
And it wasn't going to, and, you know, that was a very typical scenario, unfortunately, in that business, was you would have people that, you know, you could just see the transition of Band-Aids until you had a wound that wasn't curable.
Right.
And that was, I was so glad when we met, because I was much more suited to this. You know, I mean, I enjoyed the other in some ways because, you know, you did help some people, but I'm just more suited for this where it's a win-win, really.
Yeah.
You know, all the way around for everybody.
So we're going to transition to a new concept that we've created. But so let's transition to that. When homes need a fair amount of repairs, typically those repairs are somehow retained either by us and kind of doled out as repairs are done. So there's whatever you call it.
Sure.
And then on occasion we'll do a construction loan.
Right.
On a construction loan, and even on repairs, anything that's over $100,000, I think, goes to something called fund control.
Yeah, that goes to a fund control company. Yeah.
So that's basically, you know, when we got into the fixer-upper business, if there were heavy repairs, then we retained that, and then got into some construction loans.
Right.
So these are things, I guess these are kind of a transition as the loan business grew and did different things, you know, we just had different products.
Yeah, there's always been a common sense progression with the loan business, which I really like. In other words, you're kind of always, you had given me a book, and it was interesting, and probably a lot of people, you gave the book, but, you know, Who Moved the Cheese, I think it was called, or something.
Exactly.
And people that don't really, you have to be flexible to some degree, because things will change. They're never going to stay the same. So if you're staying the same, you're losing ground. So we have always done that. I mean, we've always tried to make the programs flexible. And for people that know our product, you know, investors that have worked with us, we're always trying to find a product that works for the best clients.
Right.
That's really been the backbone of our entire business from the loan side, if you will.
And there's been a lot of competition introduced to the loan business. And so, you know, a lot of times the money that we are trusted with, we haven't been able to keep busy as we want to be.
Yeah, exactly, which is probably the most frustrating thing about what I do.
Yeah.
I love what I do because I feel with the satisfaction rate that we have, all the clients that call me, all the people that want to invest with us. But I think one of the reasons they want to is that because they know no matter how much money we have, there's only like so many good deals.
Right.
Like a deal isn't better just because we have more money to lend out.
That's right.
That doesn't make a deal better. And, you know, going back to the history of hard money, you know, a lot of people would hold on to their deals because a deal might, if there was more money at a company, it might get better. The deal might get better because they had more money to lend.
That's right.
And I've never understood
that. That's the danger
concept of
pools.
Yeah, exactly. Because we've always done the one-on-one concept.
Right.
Which And Aaron and I have talked a lot about this. A lot of companies have gone away from that and gone into other pools and other types of scenarios to fund. But for us, I just think this is our niche, and people really like just having an investment in a trust deed in one property, and that's just been very successful for us.
I remember early on, I mean, trust deeds, hard money loans, were usually, even loan documents might have been signed, but they were floating it out there trying to sell it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they didn't have a buyer to. That was like, okay, well, hope somebody wants this thing.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, I think that was more the rule than the exception. Certainly in the situational hard money it is.
So what we're going to talk about really has been in transition for several years.
Absolutely.
So I went to Florida. I've invested in Florida since 1992 with my buddy Alex.
Right.
And that was Hurricane Andrew. And so we found some really interesting things, which is what makes me very comfortable about dealing with hurricanes, because I saw the reaction by the insurance companies and the local people that inspect, how overwhelmed they are, and it creates mistakes. And right. So that wasn't a bad experience being on the right side of that. So they tend to write rather large checks for those things. But anyway, been there for since 92, and I've gone through building new homes there. But about 3 years ago, I bought a remaining of a tract.
Right.
And that's when I decided I would transition away from California with some of my assets and build Florida rentals. And so that was a good experience. But I realized, wow, there's some potential here. So in the last year, we've made contact with Dalton Enterprises. And Aaron, what are the numbers now? We're probably building in the process something over 60 houses with them.
Yeah, at any one time. We've already had some come through the pipeline, right. And other investors are coming through doing some estate planning. I often get asked, people call and be like, hey, I'm interested in your turnkey rental program. I'm like, well, that's not what we do. our goal is to train people up. They get access to a 200 page book. They get about 8 hours of information that we've spent a lot of time building over the last year and a half. We're going to beat you up on everything from global warming to the real estate data. And then hopefully by that time you go with us to the live event and you're picking what you want to build where. So currently we're building 4 different models and 1 duplex in 3 different areas. It's sort of like saying, oh, we're building in the Inland Empire. Well, that can mean a lot of different cities. So depending on the demographics and what you're interested in building for lifestyle of who you're trying to attract as a tenant, it's been great. It gives a lot of flexibility, and there's a big piece of estate planning with this. So people are having to really think about what they own in California, what they want to get rid of. Timing is really critical. So we're helping investors. We quarterback the transaction. So we're helping them with very complex 1031 exchanges, sometimes exiting multiple properties in California and going into even more in Florida. So right. It's been fun. I love it.
Okay. And to get the start, when we started doing business with Dalton, I did half a dozen houses on my own.
Mm-hmm.
So go through the drill, make sure everything works. So.
Yep. I'm building 2. So.
Okay. And then in addition to that, Alex Serrato is a builder in California that we've done business right. with for a long time. And we just got done building. We did several projects a year for quite a long time. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to build anymore in California. I said, would you be interested in taking a look at Florida? So him and his wife went there, and I paid them for about 4 or 5 months to just scope the area out and understand it. I want you to understand exactly the differences and all that stuff. So that's what they did. And so we're building. I think he and I are probably building half a dozen right at the moment. And then we've got another group that on this new concept.
Yes.
And so anyway, that's kind of what the hybrid is. So we started thinking, okay, how do we keep the trust deed and investors' money busier than it is?
Right.
And is there a product we could create where the yield actually is better? And so that's kind of what we've done. So,
right.
Yeah. So this is a product where you've got 3 participants. You got the Norris Group, and you've got a builder, either Dalton or Serrato, and you have a money partner.
Right.
And so the money partner, it has a trust deed on the property, and it's funding the entirety of the project.
Yes.
Okay. And then not monthly payments. This is just like a straight note. And at the end of the sale, that's how the profits are divided, with a priority return to the money side for 9%.
Right.
Okay. It's been received well because you're trusted, we're trusted.
Absolutely. People, they might remember we were the concept at one time. We were looking maybe to do this in a large pool form in Florida. So from the money side of it, there was a lot of people that were really interested in it. But the more that you and Aaron did the data and then we discussed it, it just seemed like the projects were fantastic. In other words, the building in Florida, the whole concept was good. But going back to that scenario where we've always enjoyed just the one-on-one investment. So we stopped the going forward on the larger partnership scenario. And we started to do, as you mentioned, we started to do just the individual deals. So it is a scenario where there's three people. There's going to either be, or there's always going to be the Norris Group as the, say, owner and the builder.
Correct.
And then you're going to have a contractor, which would either be Dalton or Serato. And then you're going to have a investor who's going to be, well, it's technically like a trustee, but in Florida, it's going to be a mortgage. They're going to have a mortgage on the property. So the way it's been received is actually very good, because just people like the concept of just the one-on-one. I mean, they have a scenario. They know what are all the possibilities. You know, I mean, you know all the possible outcomes on that situation.
Well, and one of the reasons why I want the ownership to be in the Norris Group, because I'm going to look out for the best interest, and I just want to make sure that, okay, let's say it doesn't sell.
Right.
Okay, it's in the Norris Group's name. The two scenarios that we can say, okay, well, how do we want to exit this property? And the trusted investor may just say, okay, I'll keep it as a rental. That would be fine. Then I will just deed it to them.
Right.
No more fees to the Norris Group, no more fees to the builder. There's a small fee charged up front, 3% a piece.
Right.
But, you know, no builder is going to build a home thinking that's all he's going to make.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so these projects are have profit in there. And again, I'm already doing some of these myself with both of them. So, you know, that's...
And some of the concepts that I think are really good from the investor's point of view. One, you're in advance. You're buying the lot.
Yes.
You're getting it plans and permits. So the investor, you know, basically the concept is going to be the investor is going to do one, roll it into another one, you know, just kind of keep going. So by the way that you've set it up, by owning the land and having the permits, we don't even bring in funds until we're actually ready to go with the construction. So basically what you're doing is you're reducing the turnaround time by several months in most cases.
Sure.
So
our money's tied up with the lot cost.
Right.
And it depends on the project. That can vary, but it's that's not out of pocket from the investor or the time being used. And also, before we do that, we appraise the end product.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so it's just very much like a hard money loan.
Well, it is. And one thing that we really like with this concept is you're dealing with a very common scenario. In other words, you don't have to get creative in what you're doing. Like, everything is very similar.
Yeah.
It's like you're doing the same thing over and over again. And probably a part of our success with the loan business over the 23 years has been we kind of do the same box over and over. Granted, it's a little different, but you're not really trying to create something that's completely different. It's just going to be a very similar product every time.
Yeah. One of the things that we did with Melanie and Alex was I had them go there. And Melanie's very good at understanding, okay, why did something sell in a marketplace? So she looked at all the nuances of, okay, you know, you need this to go out to the back. It needs to have a screen patio or whatever.
Right.
You know, all those things are incorporated in the plans that we're creating for flipping, because that's what sells.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a really great point that I think a lot of people overlook. A lot of people that are flip investors here in California, either they have the eye for that, or they do have a wife, or there's someone that is able to look at a property and really be able to see that it will sell.
Yeah.
Because I think one of the, you know, occasionally somebody might make a mistake because they're just looking at, say, whether they're new or what have you, they're looking at data, but they're really not looking at it visually with their eyes. And they're not able to, like, say, you mentioned Melanie, she's able to say, this is what I need to sell the house. And I just think that's an important aspect, whether it be new construction or a flip. You have to be able to see the end result and know that it is going to be sellable.
What's really nice, too, first of all, you're dealing with new homes, which is like the most acceptable inventory. And Florida has got a very unique situation. It's number one in migration from other states. So as far as if you take a look at a map,
right,
Florida gets the most other people moving to it, but it's second in immigration. Mm-hmm. So you got two drivers that are new families constantly coming there. And that's if I look at charts and say, okay, that is a predecessor to growth of an economy and ultimately price, that would be the chart I would look for.
Right.
And yep. Oddly enough, California, and I never did this division before, but there was a time, I'd say from 75 to 90, that California averaged 300,000 migration gain. Since 1990 to now, it's 36.
The average per year?
Yes.
Okay.
12% of what it was.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, that's amazing.
Yeah, Chicago, New York. There's just a report that came out this week about the top cities that are upside down. And the average taxpayer in New York City is something like $63,000 that if they had to pay off what they owe.
To their local firemen and that type of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of the Florida cities, I think Orlando made it. They were behind, but Tampa was in good shape. But, yeah, you just have a lot of people leaving those states.
And, yeah, that's going to continue.
Well, they're also taking their retirements and headed into states because it's a bump and the lower cost of living. So it's like getting a double bump.
Yeah, that's right. You can afford to have a life. Well, when we do the calculations for California, you know, your house payment's taken 40-some% of what you make. In Florida, it's taken 24. It's almost rent.
Yeah,
right.
So anyway, all the stats that I follow, I'm happy. That's why I put my money there.
And that's one of the nice things that everybody knows that works with the Norris Group is the all the data Aaron mentioned on Florida and all the research you do. I mean, it's just really good having that flexibility, knowing a market as well as you've researched it, because as long as it's good, I mean, you can just continue to do it. But if anybody senses anything, obviously with all the research you do, I mean, you know, you'll be able to see it, you know, ahead of everybody else. So.
Yeah, that's the one thing about historically Florida. Every area went down after 2007. That was a whole different thing. But Florida's never had another patch where it's gone down because it constantly has this growth. So I expect it'll be not a California would go wee and then down and stuff. It'll be more of a gradual thing, and that's great for me.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's great for our investor too, because a lot of people have made their chips.
Yeah.
I think that's what's interesting is that from the marketing side of the Norris Group, we sort of have three very distinct funnels. We have the people that we train, hopefully so well they start using us for hard money.
Right.
Hopefully they become so successful in the flipping business, they turn to us to do trust deeds and mortgages. This sort of feels like it's in between the last two funnels. It's a new funnel. This is we're ushering people into sort of their final stage of physical property ownership. And it's been fun. So people so far have really loved the area. One of the investors that went is thinking about moving. And then I've had quite a few conversations with investors that are talking about doing the 6 months in a day, leaving the state of California just for the tax break, and they're just done. So something that we'll be covering a lot on Saturday at Turmoil.
Yeah, there's a lot of discussion, I mean, on Facebook between some pretty good-sized investors going, man, I really think I'm going to sell everything I have. And they're concerned.
Yeah, and it's not just a recession concern. It's just the political side. They're just done. And when I think one of the things that I'm excited about Turmoil is that we've blown up the chapter on the wild cards and politics being one of the big ones, and having representation from the builders, the realtors, as well as the apartment industry, hearing what they're worried about. You really have to worry about a lot of things, from utilities to the taxes for schools at the state and the local level. Here in Riverside, we just instituted a 1% sales tax to fund our $500 million deficit in our pension fund liabilities. I don't know how you catch up on that. And if you get state adding on taxes as well as locals trying to raise money, which I know locally we're going to have another school bill. I mean, it all starts adding up.
Yeah, where you finally gigs go. It's sort of like if you stay someplace and your room rate's this and all of a sudden you got six other charges.
Yeah.
And you go, well, yes. Well, that still counts, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's very murky. It's very frustrating. And you really have to get at the local level to know what you're about to get hit with.
Well, I think that's part of what, when we do the interviews, is I really want to understand the process of how laws get enacted. Mm-hmm. You know, do we get to vote on them? Which ones don't we get to vote on them? Which ones can just be proclamated and even the legislators don't get to vote on them? I mean, it's really important to know right now because there's a lot of big decisions that are about to be made for California on housing. Mm-hmm. So if you take a look at those charts, you go, okay, well, why did that happen? Well, part of it was Prop 13. Why, you know, when our prices were zooming, all of a sudden there was it can't go up in tax outrageously anymore. That was a big deal.
Yep.
You ultimately change that chart will reverse. That will not be pleasant. And you would want to know that in advance.
Yeah.
And that's the idea of turmoil. That if you will read the definition, that's basically you're unable to prepare because you don't really know the rules of engagement. Mm-hmm. They're changing without your permission. And so that's, you know, that's why we picked the ugly title.
Yeah. And another reason why a lot of people are looking at Florida, it's a little bit more business friendly.
Yes.
And not so many budgetary issues.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If you start asking the questions, you know, friendliest to business, Florida's, I think, fourth, and California is either 49th or 50th. And that's a repetitive thing, you know, when you just go, okay, well, ultimately, I guess that's why we're 12% of our migration that we used to be. People are stopping liking here. It'll be interesting to ask some of the people. We also have, like, familiar with business.
Oh, yeah, Robert Kleinshans. He used to be the CEO of the LE, right? Economic Development Corporation.
So the migration of businesses, yeah, are likely to say, I'd rather go somewhere else.
It's not just that. If they're relying on low-dollar labor, you know, they can't live in cities like LA affordably. So you're basically asking them to live in the Inland Empire and make a two-hour commute each way, each day. And we don't have a great mass transit system. So that's just the quality of life is terrible.
Right.
And there are people that do that.
Yeah.
So big cities are having to look to other cities that are going to be more affordable and where people can have a lifestyle outside of work.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Well, for the Florida thing, I don't know if I'm going to put it on the website. Should I just have people call you? I was thinking about that.
Yeah, because one thing that's good about it is it's a new opportunity, but also, you know, there's a certain number that are probably going to be built. And then after that's completed, it'll be built, and most people will probably get back into it. So just, you know, people that want to be aware of it, I mean, I think it's a great opportunity to get started in something.
Maybe we'll do like a live webinar, a Q&A in the next couple months, showing them the numbers and walking it through for the people.
Yeah, we're going to have some of them sell too. So, I mean, the ones that I started right away, there's one that's pretty much done. We got to finish up a pool. But as that sells, we'll have the numbers from that.
Perfect. Yeah. Let's wait for that, and then I think that'll be good. So, okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Bruce.
The Norris Group originates and services loans in California and Florida under California DRE License 01219911, Florida Mortgage Lender License 1577, and NMLS License 1623669. For more information on hard money lending, go to thenorrisgroup.com and click the Hard Money tab.
For more information on hard money loans and upcoming events with the Norris Group, check out thenorrisgroup.com. For information on passive investing with trust deeds, visit tngtrustdeeds.com.